Right now, Drake's name is all over the blogs, and for the first time in a while, it's not because of his beef with Kendrick. Drake has had a rough year after losing the beef and being ridiculed by most of hip-hop. He was mocked even more when it was discovered he was suing his record label because he believed they set him up to lose the beef against Kendrick. Now, things seem to have only gotten worse for Drake, as he's being called out as the man who possibly got XXXTentacion taken out. Hey guys, I hope all is well. Welcome back to The Truth Is, where I drop new videos every other day exposing the truth. In today's episode, we will be talking about one of X's killers, pointing the finger at Drake. Let's get right into it. If you saw my last video, then you would know that I just covered the lawsuit Drake is planning on filing against his label. I spoke about how he believes his label set him up to lose in order to force Drake to sign a deal worth less than he felt he deserved. Some of you guys completely misunderstood the purpose of that video and started assuming I was defending Drake. If any of you guys have been watching my channel over the years, you know I have been exposing Drake since the beginning of my channel. One of my earliest videos was about exposing Drake. For those who are confused, I made that last video because of what Drake was revealing about the record labels, not in defense of Drake. Remember, I'm not a fan of Drake nor any other celebrity. I don't idolize any of these guys, and I know they don't care about nothing but money. However, what Drake was pointing out in that lawsuit was very important information. Drake was crashing out, exposing his label, and exposing their shady practices. Practices that not only affect Drake, but everyone who consumes music. Drake called out his label for manipulating the perspective of the beef. According to Drake, not me, he believes the labels rigged the beef so he could lose. Now, if you want to know why they did that, watch my last video to the end, as it explains it thoroughly. Now, today, we're talking about Drake again, but this time, it's regarding something far more serious. We're going to be talking about Drake being named as an alleged accomplice to X's murder. See, just a few days back, one of the men convicted of the murder of XXXTentacion filed an appeal. In that appeal, he calls out Drake and claims that he was somehow involved in this situation. Dedrick Williams, who was sentenced to life in prison, is claiming that Drake should have been investigated for the death of XXXTentacion. According to this suspect, Drake was somehow involved in all of this. This isn't the first time he called out Drake either, as during the official trial, Dedrick and his lawyer repeatedly asked for Drake to be investigated in order to prove he was somehow involved. At the time, the man's lawyer brought up several concerning points on why Drake should have been investigated, pointing to the fact that XXXTentacion and Drake were beefing right before X was killed. The lawyer also pointed to the fact that XXXTentacion had posted on his social media account that if anything had happened to him, Drake was responsible. The lawyer also brought up the fact that many other artists in the industry had been beefing with X right before he passed.
Before X died, he said, if anybody kills me, it's Drake. And do you think that for one moment, here today, days after the event, he's killed by two masked men, right? He came on social media and said, guys, before he dies, if anybody kills me, it's Drake. Do you think in that time span that they went and they addressed him, they talked to him? No. Do you think sitting here today, years later, any detective has ever asked, you know, Drake or anybody like that? No. They never did that. So you ask yourself, how could that be? And the evidence will show that before Mr. Onfroyd was killed, there was an individual by the name of Antonio King, aka 600 Breezy, that posted on YouTube saying, when I get off of probation, like I was saying, this individual, Antonio King, 600 Breezy, literally came here to Florida and took videos by Mr. Onfroyd's house, threatening. Okay? Fast forward, he's shot by two masked men. Do you think BSO ever investigated this? Do you think anyone in Broward County ever, you know, went to ask him any questions? To this day, years later, that's never happened. So ask yourself, why? Why would they not investigate it? Because it doesn't purport to the narrative that they want.
As you heard for yourself, the lawyer asked the courts to question Drake about his beef with X. At first, the judge granted the lawyer the ability to request Drake to do a deposition. This is when Drake hired a lawyer to make it all go away. Shortly after the lawyer got involved, the judge did a 360 and removed Drake from the trial entirely. Dedrick was then convicted alongside his accomplices and given a life sentence. It wasn't until just a few days back that this man requested an appeal on grounds that Drake should have been investigated because he was somehow involved. The same lawyer who defended Dedrick during the trial recently gave an interview with the Law and Crime Network. In this interview, he brings up the points once again and explains why he believed Drake should have been investigated.
Prior to him being murdered, he had posted on Instagram If anybody kills me, I'm snitching right now. It's Champagne Poppy. I'm paraphrasing, but something to that effect, right? So DJ Academic says that you better be careful because even though, like, and I'm paraphrasing again, even though he's not a gangster, you may be pushing him. As a reaction to that conversation, X goes and says that he takes it off of his website or off of IG, and he says that his Instagram was hacked. Am I going to sit here and tell you that Drake was holding a gun or Drake? But the facts as they are stated by X's own mother is that she knew about the beef with Drake and with Migos. She knew about the violence between Migos and her son, where there was a violent episode. At that time, James Beard, which is the process server that served Drake, appeared as a witness. And I wanted to show video that he took of the actual attempted service, where it shows Drake's bodyguards or the people that are in front of his house refusing to cooperate. It showed one of Drake's employees kicking the subpoena down the road that leads to his mansion. And the judge didn't allow me to show that. Despite not allowing me to put forth that evidence, the judge did a 180 from telling me to figure it out, coordinate it, take the depo, did a 180, told me, why are you involving him? Granted the motion for protective order, granted the motion to quash my subpoena.
And that is with respect to the testimony of this gang expert, which was excluded in a pretrial hearing. And the defense, my understanding, wanted to call Jesse De La Cruz, who they had claimed, you had claimed, discovered visual evidence that Drake could have had ties to the same organization as a co-defendant in this case, Robert Allen. And I believe the brief states, Dr. Cruz's research revealed photos of Mr. Graham throwing the same gang signs as Allen. And Allen is that accomplice who I mentioned before who testified against his co-defendants. But Cruz also revealed that people who knew Drake were allegedly seen in XXXTentacion's neighborhood threatening him before he died. The brief reads, social media posts showed these same known Graham associates were seen in Onfroy's neighborhood threatening him just prior to the murder. And then they say even more revealing is this connection that Cruz made to Drake's song lyrics, because shortly after XXX was killed, the brief writes, Mr. Graham released a song entitled Triple X with suspicious lyrics. SMS Triple X, that's the only time I shot below the neck. And Dr. Cruz found another connection between the murder and Drake's lyrics in the song I'm Upset. The song I'm Upset contains lyrics regarding Louis bags for body bags, the implication there being that Drake was referencing murder. But ultimately, Cruz was completely excluded from the trial, and the jury did not hear any of his findings. Mauricio, I have that right. And can you emphasize that a little bit more? Can you explain that a little bit more?
Yes. Okay. So Dr. De La Cruz did proffer to the court everything that you've stated regarding the song lyrics, the fact that Drake was throwing gang signs that were the same gang signs that Allen was throwing up in different social media posts.
As you heard for yourself, this lawyer provided even more reasons for Drake to be investigated for the passing of X, claiming that Drake was seen throwing up the same gang signs as one of the men that was found guilty of the murder of X. Also, he claimed that Drake's people were caught looking for X in Florida, trying to press him over what he said about Drake, even pointing to song lyrics where Drake seems to throw shots at X, seemingly claiming he was behind his death. This lawyer provided more than enough reason for Drake to be investigated, but for whatever reason, it was never done. Now, strangely, after Drake sues the most powerful record label in the world, this situation is being brought back to the light. I myself felt that there was a connection between Drake and what happened to X. The reason I felt that was because Drake clearly wanted people to think he was responsible. Drake sent several shots at X after his passing, almost as if he was taking credit for his death. Not only did he rap about X's death, but he left hints in his music videos as well. Some of you should remember me talking about Drake's music video for the song Sicko Mode. In the video, they showed the scene where Drake is shown falling from the sky, crushing a XXX lookalike. If we stop the video, we can see the man had X's signature hairstyle and was dressed similarly to how X was known to dress. No one can deny that this was Drake implying that he took out X. This was done after X passed away, and it was clearly done to insinuate Drake was behind what happened to him. Add this with the many songs where Drake openly implied he had X taken out. It's almost a no-brainer to assume that he was behind it, which is not far-fetched at all, especially after all he did. X had dissed Drake many times. X called out Drake for stealing his flow on one of his top songs, which is what led to the beef to start. X claimed that Drake stole his flow from his number one hit song Look At Me and used it on his song called KMT. Drake denied it, which only made X more upset and sparked the beef between the two. X started disrespecting Drake every chance he got, even going as far as disrespecting Drake's mother. Not long after this, X posted that if anything did happen to him, it was Drake that did it. Then, not long after this, something actually ended up happening to X. It looks pretty obvious that Drake could have been behind it. Like I said, who knows if Drake was actually involved in what happened to X, but one thing we do know is that Drake wants people to think that he was behind this passing. The only thing is, after I did an investigation on XXXTentacion last year, I know Drake most likely didn't have anything to do with what happened to X, as it's much more complicated than what it appears. I believe Drake is trying to take credit for something he didn't even do. See, about a year ago now, I made this in-depth full breakdown on XXXTentacion. The video was called XXXTentacion Revealed How He Sold His Soul in This Leaked Jail Call. I broke down how X rose to fame and what he did to become an overnight star. As unbelievable as it might sound to some, XXXTentacion sold his soul, and the ritual he used to sell his soul was actually recorded. In this jail call, X is heard talking to a friend who gives him a ritual to perform in order to sell his soul and become an overnight star.
Say the first part.
So, hello?
Yes, I can hear you.
Say it. Summoning Hecate, goddess of crossroads, darkness, witchcraft, wisdom, and the moon. Please come to me, please.
Right, tell me how to spell the name. Summoning?
The H-ray?
Huh?
H-E-C-A-T-E is the H-ray that I'm saying.
Wait, H-E?
H-E-C-A-T-E.
H-E-C-A-T-E.
Yeah, goddesses of crossroads.
Goddess or goddess.
Goddess of crossroads.
Goddess of crossroads.
Darkness, witchcraft,
darkness.
Wisdom.
Darkness, witchcraft.
And the moon.
Wait, hold on. Darkness, witchcraft, wisdom. Wisdom and what?
And the moon.
And the moon.
Please come to me.
Huh?
Please come to me.
Please.
Please come to me.
Please.
Hecate.
Please come to me. Please, Hecate.
Yeah.
Please.
Protect me and bring me freedom.
Protect me and bring me freedom?
Mm-hmm. Oh. Through this sacrifice.
Bring me freedom through this sacrifice. Through this sacrifice, okay.
Treat me as if one of your own.
Treat me as one of your own.
And give me all that is needed.
That is needed?
Yeah. Hecate, surround me in your darkness.
H-E-C-A-T-E, right?
Okay. H-E-C-A-T-E.
Surround
me in your darkness so that I can bring forth my light.
So that... Listen, if I have to call back, I want you to put like $50 on the phone, okay? So that...
I'm going to try because I don't know how much. I'm going to try and see how much money I got on it.
So that I may what?
So that I can bring forth my life.
So that I may bring forth or can bring forth?
So that I can.
So that I can bring forth my life?
Yeah.
Is that
accept
it?
This sacrifice. I'm going to just spell out the rest because I don't know what else you wanted me to say. So.
Is there a lot left or no?
It's just a few sentences, like it's like a sentence, so...
Alright, hey, listen.
Ready?
I can bring forward my life. So that I can bring forward my life. I accept the sacrifice?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I accept the sacrifice.
I-G-I-V-E.
Wait.
I'm just spelling it first.
I-G-I-V-E.
Y-O-U.
Y-O-U.
A-L-L.
A-L-L.
O-F.
O F.
Yeah, M-Y.
M-Y.
D-E-M-O-N-S.
Wait, what? Oh, D-E-M.
D.
Okay.
F O R E V E R.
Wait, F O R F O R.
E V E R. I N.
I M.
I N.
I what?
I N.
I N. Okay.
E X T.
E-X-H. Wait, E-X what? E-X-C-H?
E-X-D. E-X-C-H.
A-N-G-E?
Yeah. The number F-O-R.
F-O-R. Yes.
M as in mom, Y.
Y.
F-R-E-E. D-O-M.
O-M, okay.
S-O.
Huh?
S as in snake, O.
Yes. O, okay.
M as in mom, O. T-E.
Wait, F-O-M?
M-O-T-E.
S-O-M?
No, it's so, and then so. M-O-T-E.
So, M, wait, so, is that word together, or?
No, it's just so, and then the next, you space it.
Wait, S, so, wait, so S-O-M-O-T-E?
Yes.
M-O-T-E.
Yes, that's what it says. I mean, she sent me a picture. I mean, it, B.
Huh?
And then it be after that.
I T B E.
No, I T B E. Yeah.
I T B E.
This call is from the Miami-Dade Turner Guilford Knight Correctional Center.
So it's F O M O T E I T B E.
Yeah, unless you like mess it up, it looks like a T, like for a fact, because I'm zooming in.
You have 60 seconds remaining.
As you heard for yourself, X can be heard taking instructions for the ritual. In order to fully understand all of this, you have to watch the full breakdown I did on my channel, as it's way too much for me to go over again in this video. Now, not long after I did this video on X, I made another video of X's mother talking about her son's passing and his involvement in the occult. Cleo, X's mother, not only showed that X was into the dark arts, showing all of his occult books, but she confessed that her son knew he was going to pass away the day he did. She even claims that he left behind candles that he wanted her to use at his funeral.
In astrology himself in the occult, correct?
Correct.
Go ahead.
These are some of his books, just so you have an idea of where his mind was and the things that he found interesting.
So he was definitely into the occult, numerology, and astrology.
Uh-huh. Everything. And there's more here. Magic of Believing and 48 Laws of Power, Mythology, Magic, everything you can.
Very nice.
Is here, the astrology.
That.
Did he tell you that he was going to be a martyr?
No, but he said you're going to see how genius I am when I pass away.
Do you think he expected to
pass
away?
Oh, yeah. He talked about that all the time. Talked about it all the time. Oh. He told me that he wasn't going to make it at 21. Me and plenty of other people all the time.
Stop.
Yeah.
He told you a number of times he was going to make it
to 21.
Was he joking? Was he serious when he said that? He always said stuff like that too.
He's always serious, and that would piss me off. So I'm like, why are you saying that? Like, you're literally putting that out. He's just like, I'm not just saying it. I know. Always say that.
And he seemed very confident when he said that.
He would always.
And that's exactly what happened.
That nobody knows.
Mm-hmm.
The day before he died, that night, he went to Walmart by himself and bought a load of white candles. Set them in the house by the fireplace. Those were the candles that we ended up using, kind of like visual.
He bought a whole bunch of candles.
Candles, white candles.
The night he bought it, he died one day.
Mm-hmm. That had me like thinking, like, was he threatened or he knows something that I didn't know or he didn't want to tell me because he didn't want to scare me. It was weird because I, you know.
He gave me the birthday he died and, say it again.
June 18th.
2018.
Mm-hmm.
I looked at that day and based off the Illuminati, Babylonian, the New World Order, whatever you want to call
it.
That's not usually the day they take people out.
So he was not an industry sacrifice?
I personally do not believe he was an industry sacrifice.
Okay.
I look at, you know, when people like Michael Jayne, people, you know, get taken out, and they usually have certain type of numbers around them, type of master numbers. I need that here. What I do see is a lot of martyr energy in that day.
As you heard for yourself, Cleo, X's mom, admits that her son knew he was going to pass away the day it happened. He knew his death was coming before it took place. You may be asking how he knew that. Well, it was because his death was connected to the very deal he made when he sold his soul. X knew his day was coming because he made a deal with a demon called Hecate, and he never kept his side of the deal. Like I said, I covered all of this in that video I made about X. Now, there is a chance that X knew Drake was coming for him, and he was prepared for that. But honestly, I doubt that. And I believe what happened to X was directly connected to his deal he made for fame and fortune. If you didn't see this breakdown, make sure you go check it out after this one, as I explain it all. Now, going back to Drake, he is definitely a clown for taking credit for what happened to X without having anything to do with it. It's obvious Drake wants to take the credit to boost his fake reputation. He is getting what he deserves, being brought into all of this because he wanted people to think that he did something to X. Like I said earlier though, it is interesting that Drake is now being connected to X's passing once again after he called out UMG. It appears that now, this plan has backfired on Drake, and they're using this very thing against him. Like I said in my last video, Drake deserves everything that's coming to him. He created this fate for himself, and is now paying the price for his messed up ways. Well, I'm gonna end this one here. I wanna thank you all for watching, and I'll see you guys in the next one.